Sitting Lieutenant Governor and Republican gubernatorial candidate Casey Cagle on the campaign trail this week, stopping in Carrollton on Tuesday to present his pro-business agenda to supporters at the Maple Street Diner.
And I will tell you, the 500,000 jobs that I've committed to in the first 4 years, we're going to make that happen. We're going to put economic development liaisons in every single agency to cut back bureaucracy and regulations where we can get focused on the permitting process and seamlessly working together to help businesses grow.
Cagle says that Georgia is expected to grow by more than 4.5 million people over the next 15 years, and infrastructure must be developed to support this boom.
But it really does excite me as governor to be in a position to not just simply plan, but to shape what that growth is going to look like across our state. And in order to do that, we have to have the infrastructure, the roads and the bridges prepared and ready to absorb that kind of growth. And that excites me as well. We've got to think outside the box.
Cagle says new roadways in the future could include elevated road systems and even a tunnel under Atlanta to ease congestion on the downtown connector. Cagle's name among several others on the May 22nd Republican primary ballots. The Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park will be honoring those who fell in the Civil War during the Confederate Memorial Day event this Saturday with a new Killed in Action wall.
We have 195 on the KIA wall from the war between the states. That is more than in all wars since.
The president of the Carroll County Veterans Memorial Park, Don Levins, speaking on Tuesday's WLBB Community Voice.
But some were shot and wounded, and others gave off. These names are on that wall. And there's on this 195, many, many people in Carroll County ought to hear this. Your ancestor may be on that wall, you know, that you can go there and see these people gave their blood.
That event, starting at 2 o'clock, features guest speaker and founder of the McDaniel Curtis Camp of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, Sam Pyle. You can hear our entire interview with those two gentlemen. It is now posted on the NewsTalk1330.com website. Well, candidates in the District 2 Carroll County Commissioners race on Tuesday sharing their views on topics ranging from communicating with constituents to fixing issues with the North Loop Project and trains blocking traffic. Clint Chance and Matthew Momtahan explaining their positions to residents of Northern Carroll County during last night's candidate forum in Villarrica, hosted by the League of Voters Carrollton, Carroll County. Here's Clint Chance.
One of the main focal points of government is public safety. We have to make sure that we're providing the level of service that we need. The Sheriff's Department, while he is elected by the body, they are funded solely by the County Commission with the exception of drug seizure money. So we have to be a good partner in helping to make sure that our community is safe. Infrastructure is a huge need. Potholes and roads, those are major safety issues besides just infrastructure by nature. Those are two big topic areas that I want to cover as your next commissioner right off the bat.
And Matthew Momtahan.
To me, the number one issue is the budget. If we don't have money, we can't pay for public safety. If we don't have money, we can't pay for transportation. We have to find a way to pay for all those things and yet not increase our tax burden on our residents. So we need to look out for economic development to help bring in industries. We also need to look for other funding sources, maybe some user fees. If we don't have money, then we lose talent to other municipalities and cities, and we need to stop the brain drain. Second beyond that is quality of life and public safety and crime.
Momtahan and Chance are campaigning to replace longtime Commissioner Vicki Anderson, who chose not to seek re-election in 2018. Election Day is May the 22nd. The University of West Georgia Department of Health Services using a $312,000 grant from the Georgia Criminal Justice Coordinating Council to enhance and expand services offered to students who have been affected by sexual violence. The Victim of Crime Act grant funding will provide for training opportunities featuring nationally recognized speakers for a team to travel to an internationally renowned conference, for more than $100,000 in state-of-the-art medical equipment, and for the hiring of an additional licensed professional counselor in the UWG Counseling Center to serve survivors of sexual violence. Milltown Music Hall making tickets available for 14 upcoming programs on Tuesday. Shows ranging from Chubby Checker to the Oak Ridge Boys, Exile to the Drifters. Also an interesting program called The Heart Behind the Music.
It has Billy Dean and Linda Davis, along with Mo Pitney, who is he's a young man, but he really got that classic country sound down, and Ashley Campbell, who is Glenn Campbell's daughter.
Milltown Music Hall General Manager Steve Bennett promoting the events on Tuesday's King Country Morning Show with Michelle Head.
The four of them take turns singing songs, telling the stories behind the songs that they wrote. Of course, Billy Dean and Linda Davis had a lot of radio success and things like that. And Ashley talked some about her dad and things like that. So it's that's a really cool event.
The next show at the Milltown Music Hall is Tanya Tucker. That's coming up May the 5th. I'm Colin Worthington.